Robinhood's weekly DEX volume hits. Record 1047B, nearly doubling Robinhood Chain's weekly decentralized exchange volume, reached a record $1047 billion, almost doubling from the prior week, according to a September 6, 2026 post from Cointelegraph. The figure marks a new all-time high for on-chain trading activity on the network and points to fast-rising adoption of Robinhood's move into decentralized markets. The jump lands during a broadly firm crypto tape. As of September 6, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $79,928, up 0.4% on the day, Ether at $2,509, up 2.4%, BNB at $76,254, up 5.5%, XRP at 142, and Solana at $105.97, up 4.1%, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 75, Greed. Rising volumes on a DEX often track improving sentiment, and the current backdrop leans risk on. A doubling in a single week, weekly volume roughly doubling, is the detail worth pausing on. Steady growth suggests a maturing user base. A near 100% week-over-week jump suggests something sharper, either a surge in active traders, larger average trade sizes, or both. Cointelegraph's post reports the $1047 billion figure and the doubling, but does not break down the drivers, so the composition of that flow is not yet public. For a firm that built its brand on a simple mobile brokerage, moving this much size through on-chain venues is a notable shift in where its trading activity sits. Decentralized exchanges settle trades through smart contracts rather than a matching engine and operator controls, which changes the custody and execution model for the end user. The outage that came first. The volume record arrives days after Robinhood's chain suffered a 14-minute outage that drew corporate backlash. Short downtime on a network processing billions in weekly volume raises a straightforward question about resilience. Infrastructure that halts, even briefly, freezes trades and withdrawals at the exact moment users may want to act. That tension sits at the center of the on-chain trading pitch. Decentralized rails promise fewer gatekeepers and self-directed custody, but they still depend on the reliability of the underlying chain and its sequencer. A record volume week and a recent outage in the same news cycle is a fair snapshot of where the model stands. Growing quickly, still proving it can stay up under load. Robinhood in the on-chain trading race. Robinhood is not alone in pushing volume on-chain. Hyperliquid's revenue and buyback metrics have drawn attention this week, and the broader trend of trading migrating from centralized order books to smart contract venues has been building through 2026. A $1047 billion week puts Robinhood's chain firmly in the conversation among high-throughput trading networks rather than as a late entrant. The company is also expanding its product perimeter elsewhere. Its brokerage arm has moved toward tokenized and derivative products, part of a wider push by U.S. financial firms into crypto-native structures. On-chain DEX volume of this size gives Robinhood a data point to show that its infrastructure bet is drawing real usage, not just announcements. Reading the number with care. One weekly print, however large, is not a trend. A doubling can reflect a temporary spike from a single popular market, an incentive program, or a burst of speculative activity rather than durable demand. The next few weeks of volume data will show whether $1047 billion becomes a floor, a peak, or an outlier. Until Robinhood or third-party analytics publish a breakdown by trading pair and active addresses, the quality of the flow stays an open question. For traders weighing where to route activity, the practical takeaways are concrete. On-chain venues expose users to gas costs, smart contract risk, and sequencer uptime that a traditional brokerage account does not. Those routing crypto spending or settlement through cards and wallets tied to these ecosystems should weigh network reliability alongside headline volume. The record is real. The resilience question is still being answered.